This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, culture, and more for the entire region. Michael, welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me again.
I want to talk to you about a couple of things that are somewhat mysterious, somewhat up in the air. First, starting with the 188th, the fate of what will happen with the 188th. I don't expect by the end of this day we'll have any other answers, but there will be some questions.
Right. Yes, I mean, we have the Chief of Staff of the Air Force, General Welsh, coming to town today. And, you know, this is, you're right, you nailed it, Kyle. It seems like every time we have a press conference or there's some more information about the 188th, we end up with more questions. And for those in your audience not up to speed, is, you know, the 188 has the A-10 planes. They've been tagged to leave, and so the 188 has lost its will lose its A-10 mission soon. Now, I've talked to Senator Bozeman's office. They say nothing. It's not in legislation. This is an Air Force decision. It could be changed, but and it could, like we've talked about before. You know, when the 188th was losing the F-16s, we thought that was the end of the world, and at the last minute, literally a Hail Mary pass, the A-10s come in. So who knows what could happen. You know, this is something that's going to – this is a process that will begin 18 months to 2 years down the road in terms of cycling the A-10s out. But General Welsh is in today to talk about – or to look. He's apparently come down, which I find interesting, Kyle. He comes to look and investigate the 188th and its efficiencies after the decision has been made. So I'm having a hard time not being too cynical about this whole thing.
Another mystery is this super project that the governor hinted at in his State of the State address, and now Mr. Tenniel has commented on it in Little Rock. We don't know much about it, but it could be huge, they say.
Well, it could be huge. From what I gather, it will not be a project in Northwest Arkansas or in the Fort Smith area. For those who are on pins and for those two or three folks on pins and needles waiting for that info, but yes, super project, and it could require us to engage Amendment 82. You remember we voted on this a few years ago, and it allows the state to issue bonds for improvements for incentives on projects that where the investment is over $500 million and it creates at least 500 jobs. And, you know, we're being told that this super project, the investment value will be north of $1 billion. So we'll probably see this play out soon in the legislature, because the legislature has the members of the General Assembly. There's a process that includes them. It includes Arkansas Development Finance Authority, the Chief Fiscal Officer, which is Richard Weiss. So it's not just going to be a simple process. We'll soon see the mystery unfold.
More details to come. Tune
right.
in tomorrow.
Yeah. Yes, stay tuned.
You have a headline on thecitywire.com that says Fort Smith real estate market shows resilience. And I don't know whether that resilience word is something that economists like or not. Does that denote something beneficial for the economy or not?
Well, I think it's a term that was we picked up from talking to the realtors in the area, realtors and developers who, you know, and they're, and I don't blame them, they're trying to put as good a face on the industry, the residential real estate industry in the Fort Smith metro area as possible. And, you know, it's tough. You know, you lose Whirlpool and you've had the job losses, we've had unemployment that we can't seem to get below 7.5% in the area. And even when unemployment does dip in the area, it's because both the workforce and the number of employed have dipped. So sometimes the unemployment rate really doesn't tell us what we have in terms of the number of employed. But, you know, in the Fort Smith area, Sebastian County had a little over 1,100 homes sold for the year. And the value is even relatively flat. It's about $153 million in 2012 compared to about $154 million in 2011. And so the difference, the total in the home sold and the value is just 0.4%. So when it comes to, when they use the term resilient, they are saying, and I think we agree with them in our story, is that all things considered, the residential real estate sector in Sebastian and Crawford County held up pretty well.
And part of that consideration, looking at foreclosure numbers, Arkansas has been kind of, certainly hasn't been Arizona or California or Nevada, but foreclosure numbers even went down in the last part of 2012.
Right, and that was compared, of course, you know, we had, and it'll be probably another 6 to 9 months before we can have some more apples to apples comparison, because we had a judicial issue with the way foreclosures, not just in Arkansas, but there are several states in which foreclosures were adjudicated, and that has been cleared up. It's been cleared up for several months. So those foreclosures that were all bottled up, that the banks or whoever had to hold on to that real estate, that's beginning to cycle back in terms of home sales. And we're watching that closely, because as those cycle in, we're curious to see how it affects median home prices. Does it bring the overall price down? Because in 2012, one of the key things we saw in the Arkansas real estate sector was home prices not only stabilized, but they began to increase, which is, for anyone watching an economy, that is a clear good sign of economic improvement.
And finally, the Regional Art Museum in downtown Fort Smith in a former bank building. The opening reception is tomorrow night, and it's open for business after that.
Right, and you know, we've been waiting a long time for this, and kudos to the Regional Art Museum board and to Lee Ortega, the director. They open with Mona Lisa Secrets, and we'll have this going forward. It'll be a great asset for the community. And we'll have coverage on the CityWire, so check around Sunday. We'll have photos and a story of the opening gala event. So should be an interesting. It's an interesting opening, and it's nice to have this type of activity in the Fort Smith area.
We have a story later on this edition of Ozarks about it. I talked to Lee Ortega, got a small walkthrough. I think it was Tuesday. And if you think there could be stress when you're about to open up a brand new museum and you're 100 hours out, you're right. She was doing fine, but you could tell there was a lot to be done between then and tomorrow night.
Well, they will do well.
They've
done well. They'll pull it off, and nobody will know that they ever dropped a bead of sweat.
There you go. Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers politics, culture, business, and more. Michael, thank you as always for your time.
Not a problem. Talk to you next week.
Coming up from NPR News, it's special coverage of Inauguration Day. As President Obama retakes the oath of office, NPR will be there bringing you his address to the nation and the parade down Pennsylvania Avenue. I'm Audie Cornish. Join me and Steve Inskeep for all the festivities. It's special coverage of Inauguration Day from NPR News.
NPR's live coverage of the presidential inauguration will be Monday from 9 a.m. until 1 in the afternoon, so we will not have a noon edition of Ozarks on Monday. However, Monday night at 7, we do have a special edition of the program, which will include stories of service to the community, that in honor of the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday.